Milan, you've spoken to Neil Warnock, yes? You spoke to him last night. How did that conversation go?
Well, I called Neil and explained him that it's not very good situation going forward. Not good for him, not good for the club, which is more important to me, of course. And for simple reason that dividing supporters, which I didn't realize that's that going that deep, after we tested the water and saw that people didn't like that idea and would be totally against it. You know, I explained the situation. He was very understandable, just wished me good luck and said no problem, and that's it. Okay.
Was the job, was the job ever offered to him?
No, we just talk about possibilities, but we always, from the day one, understood each other that we will look at, you know, a situation because it's a little bit touchy because of the relationship with the other club and, you know, some feelings from our supporters. But I never realized that went so deep, you know, and I don't think he realized that either. So till we look at that and test the water, you know, there wasn't a point to talk about money and talk about, details of the job, okay? But, yes, there was an intention of by both parties, but never was firmly offered and never really talked about money situation in details or anything else. That was our next step, you know, and that step never materialized due to, you know, listening support, listening feelings, and it was not worth it. I have enough, as it is, rather than having additional one.
In terms of his CV, though, if you take the emotion out of it and the connection to Sheffield United out of it, you know, he could have done you a job, couldn't he?
He's a very experienced manager. He's a good manager, and he had desire to do the job anyway. But again, you know, we get to move on now, and hopefully my supporters will be happy. I'm asking them to, you know, let's continue, be united. It's their club after all. You know, I don't want to hurt anyone's feeling, and risk any kind of emotional feelings on that. So that's why we made decision to not to go forward.
So how many does that leave you on your shortlist now?
No, it's okay. Well, just as I said yesterday, there is no reason to hurry and to be, pushing the time. We have a steward there who is doing a good job, and let's see what we can do tomorrow, and we'll take it from there. But there is, nothing that is pressuring us to do it tomorrow or the next day or so. So I'll explore additional people as well, and we'll the most important is if we're going to bring a manager soon, we bring the right person.
Have you spoken to everybody on your shortlist?
No, I haven't.
So when will talks resume with those, or start with those, should I say? Next week now, is that?
Yes, that is correct. We'll concentrate on the game tomorrow, and next week we will look at, where we're going for the manager standpoint.
Because we've seen Stuart Pearce mentioned. Is he someone you've spoken to? He's out of work at the moment.
I can't tell about people, because the list is now not formulated completely. So, next week, Monday, Tuesday, beginning of the week, I'll be able to talk more about it.
Okay, so is it your hope then to have a manager in place for a week on Saturday, the Watford game? Is that
well? I don't want to put timing on, because more important is to get the right person than timing. So it could be that, could be 2 weeks, could be 3 weeks. It's hard to say. The more important than anything else is to get the right person.
And that right person would have what kind of CV?
Well, it's got to be proper manager, somebody that will, continue galvanizing the team and get the best out of the players that we got. We got a lot of quality players, but they need to be guided. And anyone that can repeat the game what we played on Saturday, that would be our manager, okay?
Is it true that you offered Steve Evans a deal at Rotherham?
No, that is not true.
Because that is in one local newspaper today, that you actually offered him a deal.
No, absolutely not. You know, we did ask about him for the club, and they said no, but we never got in touch with him or never offered a job or anything like that. Absolutely not.
But you would have liked the opportunity to talk to him?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to, a lot of people that I need to talk to. But at this time, no, he's out of shortlist as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, and the game tomorrow, Milan. What are you hoping for? A repeat performance, I assume, because the Leicester one was terrific, wasn't it?
Well, I'm certainly hoping to give our supporters further satisfaction because they're desperate for that, and we need to grind the points. It's going to be a difficult game. They are very aggressive and a good team, but if our players do what they're capable of doing, there's no reason why we shouldn't get some good results.